This is Tiger Cast, the official podcast of Princeton Athletics. Now here's your host, Craig Saxon.
Welcome to the latest edition of Tiger Cast. On today's show, we'll talk about big postseason weekends for both the Princeton women's lacrosse team and the Princeton softball teams. Two teams that will be looking to at least clinch bids into the NCAA tournament, although women's lacrosse probably feeling pretty good about that possibility right now. On today's show, we will have Ellie DeGarmo, the senior goaltender for the women's lacrosse team, and we will have Claire Klausner, senior pitcher for the softball team. Let's look at the schedule real quick with games that are coming up this weekend, where teams are, how you can follow them. On Friday, it's the first day of the lacrosse semifinals in both Ivy League tournaments. The men will be up first. They will start at 3:30 p.m. on ESPNU and ESPN3. It's a 3:30 start. Men's lacrosse against Brown. Princeton's the 2 seed. Brown is the 3 seed. Those games will be played at Yale. Yale is the top seed in the tournament. Half hour later, you can go split screen, watch the women's lacrosse team taking on Penn. That's going to be a 4:05 start. That'll be on the American Sports Network and the Ivy League Digital Network. Like the men, Princeton is the 2 seed. Actually, they're the 1, 2, and 3 all ended up with the same record. Cornell earned the tiebreaker, so Princeton and Penn are getting that first semifinal game. All three teams shared the Ivy League title. Cornell gets to host on goal differential, so Cornell will play Harvard. Princeton will play Penn at Friday at 4 o'clock. On Saturday, we take a day off from lacrosse. We start with the track and field heptagonal championships. Both teams will begin on Saturday, although the majority of those competition will take place on Sunday. We will also have the final home rowing meet of the season, that being the women's lightweight rowing team taking on number one Stanford. And then we will have the beginning of the two-day, best of three softball championship. Princeton will host Harvard at 1 p.m. and then game two approximately at 3 p.m. And then obviously, should they play one more time on Sunday for game three, that would be a 1 p.m. start. Also on Sunday will be the heaviest day of the heptagonal championships for the men's and women's track and field teams. Those 2 days will be in New Haven, hosted by Yale. The Princeton men looking for a second heptagonal title this year. Women vastly improved, looking to crack into maybe pull off a bit of an upset this weekend, but they certainly have shown some pretty terrific growth over the season. So that's a quick look. Obviously follow PU Tigers on Twitter, goprincetontigers.com for full updates during the week. All right, let's get to our interviews, and we'll start with Ellie DeGarmo, senior goalie for the Ivy League champion women's lacrosse team. And you know, as I mentioned at the start of this, the winner of the Ivy League tournament is guaranteed a bid, but you can probably feel pretty good that the three teams that won, shared the Ivy League title, Cornell, Princeton, and Penn, probably will all be getting into the tournament, all pretty highly ranked. Princeton actually will come in with the highest ranking and a terrific RPI, meaning that if they win the tournament, which would be, you know, ranked wins over Penn and likely Cornell, although that's certainly not a guarantee, you would have to think that Princeton would actually have a really good chance of hosting that first weekend of the tournament, and that would be a terrific advantage for the Tigers to get to play at home. A long way to go before that. It's going to start with a 4 o'clock game Friday against Penn. Now, Penn's the only team that beat Princeton in the Ivy League this season, so you know this is a game the Tigers wanted. You know, the first time they met, this one got away from Princeton early. 10-5 Penn lead at halftime. Penn was able to score 9 of the first 11 goals in that game. So, you know, and then that was over about a 17-minute stretch. And, you know, Princeton settled things nicely from there, but you know, that's a really deep hole to try to dig out of. And certainly, you know, for Princeton, they'd love to kind of restart that game if they could, and they'll get that chance Friday afternoon. You know, it's like I said, they've all shared the Ivy League title, and they're probably, although certainly you want to get it guaranteed, but they're probably all going to the NCAA tournament. This is for seeding. This is for the chance to host. And for Princeton, I think if you look at the way that their season ended, you know, the 12-11 overtime win at Cornell, then the win over Columbia to clinch at least clinch a share of the Ivy title, and then wins over Penn and Cornell in the Ivy tournament, you would be talking about a really confident team heading into the NCAA's likely to host first and second round. So big games upcoming, as I mentioned, on the Ivy League Sports, Ivy League Digital Network, the American Sports Network. And let's hear now from Ellie DeGarmo.
Ellie, obviously a really big weekend for you guys in terms of, you know, you have to feel like you're probably in the NCAA tournament, but, you know, in terms of seeding and everything else. But let's look kind of over the last month and where this team has come kind of heading into its postseason. I mean, do you guys feel pretty good about how you're playing, where you are, and how you may stack up against, you know, some of the top teams that you'll see?
Yeah, I think we've been playing pretty well. We've had some fierce competition in the last few weeks, you know, with our biggest competition, Ivy League, played Penn and Cornell about 2 weeks ago, and then we had Maryland in that stretch. So we've been very fortunate to have awesome competition. And then coming into the weekend, we're guaranteed to play Penn. And then if we move on, we're most likely going to play Cornell. So I think that that's going to be, you know, incredible preparation for NCAAs. And like you said, I think we will get a seed. And I think if we end up winning this weekend, I think we'll probably host, which would be awesome. But yeah, I feel really good about it.
How much does this kind of schedule, you know, not just the Ivy teams and not even just, you know, the number one team in Maryland, but having a Syracuse, a Penn State, a Notre Dame early in the season? I mean, how much do you build up that you can kind of rely on in the postseason, saying, look, we've faced teams like this, or we've even faced these teams, so we've faced the best already. We know we can handle it.
Yeah. No, it definitely gives us a sense of confidence that we're not going to see something we haven't seen before, or seen a level of competition or intensity that we haven't seen. And I love that we have such a hard schedule, particularly because each win really counts and matters. I know when I look through scores of like other teams or look at their records, I see them playing teams that I even haven't heard of, and they're blowing them out by like 20 goals. And I think that it's really fortunate that we don't have that, because we take each game seriously and it's an opportunity to play. I know the Ivy League doesn't get as many regular season games as other teams do. So I think it's really awesome that our coach makes it so that we play the best teams that we possibly can.
Let's look at the two, you know, those two Ivy games over the last couple weeks that you've mentioned, because they play such a big role this weekend. Cornell to start with, you know, obviously they get the three-team tiebreaker with you and Penn, but that game, how meaningful was it to come away with that game trailing in the final 5 seconds, you know, going into overtime, things like that? How much does a win like that on the road, I mean, it gives you a share of the Ivy title, but mentally, emotionally, what does a win like that do for you guys?
It was huge. It truly was huge. I still, when I think about that game, I still can't believe that we came out with a win. I mean, like, the whole game, I thought that we were outplaying them. So I'm not surprised if I looked at the first 45 minutes that we won. But then in that last 15 minutes, they kind of came back. And it's just surprised me that we won. So I always say, like, we, like, won, and then we lost, and then we won. But it was really huge to get that game. Especially the last time we were at Cornell was in the NCAAs last year, and we lost in overtime to UMass. So it was a little all too familiar to me to be on that field in overtime. So it was kind of nerve-wracking, and we lost our last two games last year in overtime. The other one was to Cornell, but that was at Penn. So it was kind of, oh my gosh, the last time I was in overtime, last two times we lost. So it was really huge for me personally to, you know, come out on top. Because, I mean, I'm like the last line of defense. So, like, if I get scored on, we lose. So it was good for me to win. And it was awesome win for the team. Like, it was such a team effort, especially to get that goal to put us into overtime.
it also kind of, I'm sure, helped shake off some of the feelings from the Penn game. And now, you know, you'll get Penn this weekend to start the Ivy tournament. The first half of that was the one that kind of got away from you, and maybe only other than, you know, that first half of Maryland, you know, the one time that you really, you know, for a full half, you know, really had it taken to you. When you look back on what happens that first half, what do you remember, and what do you have to take from it to you know, before Friday, that, you know, to make sure it doesn't happen again?
Yeah, great question, and definitely something that I think we're all thinking about. We haven't entirely prepped yet, like, for the game, because that's defensive prep days today. But from my point of view, one of the things that we really struggled with in the first 10 minutes of that game was not getting the draw. And so I think that we've gotten a lot better at that. We've gotten more consistency, like, with the people that are on the circle and taking the draw. And then I think we just didn't come out. We kind of came out flat, I think. I don't know why that really happened. But I think that we, since that game, you know, we came out really hard against Cornell, had 6-3 at the half, and then playing Columbia, we scored like 6 goals in the first 5 minutes. So I think that we've sort of figured out how to come out stronger. And I don't really know what I can attribute that to, but we just sort of, I think, are like, enough is enough. We're not going to come out. So, you know, backs against the wall. Yeah.
A weekend like this, and then obviously postseason, you know, there are other seniors, Olivia Hompen, obviously, and you know, a really talented set of upperclassmen. But for you personally, yeah, you know, having been, you know, such a key member of the defense, basically, you know, since your sophomore year, and then, how do you feel? Do you feel any differently about this team? Does it feel different going into this postseason, that maybe you're a little more ready, or, you know, there's just something different about this team that maybe this could really be a serious run for you guys?
Yeah, definitely. And I think part of it is because I'm a senior and I'm like, oh, this is my last chance. So it's like, feels this huge sense of urgency. But I also think that more so than ever, I think we have such like a talented team. I mean, we've always had very talented teams, but I think we have so much depth and so many threats on the attack. We got a very solid defense, lots of midfielders. So yeah, I just feel really confident going into the postseason. I think we can, if we all show up in our games, and play our best and like put in the work beforehand, I think we can go super far. I think I feel the most confident going into this postseason than I have in the past 4 years.
Now we'll turn our attention to the softball team and look at this weekend's Ivy Championships between Princeton and Harvard, with the senior pitcher, the ace of the Tiger staff, senior Claire Klausner. Princeton kind of came out of nowhere last year to win the division, win the Ivy League title at Harvard, and go to the NCAA tournament. And, you know, as we talk about in this conversation, that really set a standard for this Princeton team this year. And, you know, it's a funky schedule in that, you know, before Ivy play starts, you know, you're a Northeast team. The weather is not conducive for getting outside much before the season starts. So, you know, they play these tournaments and all these games over spring break against teams that have been playing for a long time, that have gotten a lot more games in. And, you know, your record, frankly, takes a beating once you get into Ivy play. But I think this team kind of banked a lot of confidence from last year, and then a nice performance before the league started at the LIU tournament. And, you know, this team pretty much took care of business from the start. You know, 4-0 first weekend. A bit of a hiccup at Dartmouth, came right back, won both games at Harvard, you know, and then pretty much took care of business in divisional play. Didn't lose one of the series, you know, swept Penn to open, and then went 2-2 with Columbia and Cornell, which was more than enough to clinch the division. And now they'll get to host this series, and that's, you know, certainly you want to host, but they also know from last year's experience that hosting doesn't guarantee anything, and they'll need to go out and take care of business this weekend. You would expect Klausner to be on the mound for game one. She has a little bit of experience in the ILCS. She played pitched in relief in game two last year. But new season, new playoff series, you know, new opponents. I mean, it's going to be an interesting start. That first game will certainly be a big one because it relieves a lot of pressure for game two. You play a little freer and you know you have that third game in the bank if needed. So all three games on the Ivy League Digital Network, links for live stats as well on GoPrincetonTigers.com. Two teams playing for the Ivy League Championship and for a bid to the NCAA tournament. And let's hear now from Claire Klausner.
Claire, let's start with, you know, a look at this year coming off of last year in terms of, you know, how much did going through an Ivy League season that weekend, did it change how you believe or what you thought you could accomplish this year or maybe standards that you held yourselves to? I mean, did you feel at all different this year kind of knowing what it was like to win an Ivy title?
Yeah, absolutely. I think every other year that I've been here, an Ivy League championship was always the goal, but it also felt kind of distant. And it wasn't anything that any of us had experienced or had even really heard about. So going through it last year definitely changed our mindset going into this year. We like set goals at the beginning of the year, and all of our goal was, the expectation was that we would win another Ivy League championship. And every like game, every meeting that we'd have, we would go back to like, this is our goal. Like, even more than a goal, it's an expectation. Like, now we know what it feels like, we know what it takes to get there, and like, that's what we're going to do again.
Can that be a challenge? You play such an interesting pre-league schedule in that, you know, sometimes you're playing California teams that can train so much more than you can and play so many more games than you play at that time. You know, and obviously, I mean, your competitors, you want to win every game, but you know, the deck is kind of stacked against you. Going through those, are you just saying, look, we just got to keep getting better because, you know, our goal is still a month or two away?
Yeah, totally. We have a really weird preseason. last year, we went to California for spring break and lost 11 games in a row and then went and won the Ivy League championship. So that was actually kind of really nice prepping for this year, knowing that those like wins for those games don't mean anything. We just have to get what we need out of them. And that's the mindset that we went into this year. So I remember we lost to Wisconsin, you know, like 14. It was that loss. And after the game, we talked about it and we're like, there are like reasons why we can be upset that we lost this game like this. And there are reasons that we're just not going to be upset about it. Like there were controllables, there were things that we could have done better. And like, those are things that we need to work on, but we also need to recognize that like things went really well and the outcome like has nothing to do with our process.
Could you feel it that first weekend? I mean, you played Brown and Yale to start your Ivy season, all four games at home, you win all four, you know, two of them pretty comfortably, two of them closer games. But could you feel at that point, all right, this is serious, this is where it matters, and we are ready for this?
Yeah, I think so. That was a pretty big weekend. I think we went in with the expectation and the mindset that we could win every game. And then going and doing that the first weekend definitely like turned it on for all of us. So that was really big. And then I think what was hard was going to the next weekend and then having two losses to Dartmouth that just kind of took us down a little bit. And we kind of, I think, had to reset and realize that just expecting to win every game wasn't going to make it happen. And so I think that was actually really good for us and that we've kind of battled through the next game since then. But it was really nice to start on a sweep weekend. That was what we needed to get us all hyped up.
You know, it's interesting because you talk about those two losses to Dartmouth. And obviously, once you get away from that, you know, you really want to win that next game and kind of get those bad feelings out of the way. And obviously, the next game is Harvard, who you face this weekend. You pitched that first game, you know, allowed only two runs over six innings. Can you take something? I mean, it's you know, over a month, I guess, since then, or around a month. Can you take things from that game that you bring into this weekend, or, you know, different the ways you pitch to different batters, or do you just kind of say, look, I pitched well against them, I can do it again?
Yeah, no, I can tell you I'm going to go tomorrow night and rewatch that game and see how well I can see what pitches I was throwing to different batters. But I think I will definitely try to go back and figure out what went well in that game and try to replicate that. But then also recognize the process, the progress that I've made as a pitcher and the rest of our team since then. So it won't look like exactly the same game, but we want to take the good parts from it. And there were a lot of good parts.
You know, you look at your stats this year and you know, your innings have gone up, your ERA has gone down. What was there a big focus coming into this year? Something that you wanted to improve on that has really kind of helped you take over, you know, as the you know, ace of the staff?
Yeah, I definitely bring down my ERA was something that I wanted to work on. I think we hit really well last year, but not like we've been hitting this year. So I think as a pitcher, I felt like it was my responsibility to let us win more of those close, like one run games. Mm-hmm. And so my goal was to keep my ERA down so that we could win games when we score two or three runs. It's nice now because we're scoring six runs and nine runs. So it's not as important. But that was my goal going in, was trying to keep the other team's offense down so that we could win more of the close ones.
There has to be a level of pressure, though, that does get relieved when you have an offense that, you know, nine against Columbia, eight against Columbia, you know, puts up some pretty big outings this inning. I mean, what does that do when you want to be perfect, but you don't have to be perfect necessarily all the time?
Yeah, it's really nice. I think for me, it lets me like take more risks as a pitcher. Mm-hmm. So once we're up, you know, that many runs, I feel like, you know, like in this at bat, like it would be really cool if I could throw a 3-2 changeup right now, and that would be a risk. Like it might be a ball, but if it works, that's huge. That's something that I need later. And so those are the kinds of things that I can do as a pitcher once we're up by that much, that will help me later when we're in closer games and I need to be able to throw a changeup in a 3-2 count.
I know you didn't start any of the games against Harvard in the playoff series last year, but you threw four innings in that second game. What do you remember about? Was there a different feel and a different intensity? And do you feel like just those four innings, does that help you kind of preparing for this weekend?
That's such a good question. That weekend is such a blur now.
And it's so long ago.
Yeah. I gotta say, not that I can remember very well. Mm-hmm. I remember our normal series game against them last year, and like my strategy towards that, and then the game this year. But I think, yeah, I don't remember as much from the championship last year.
The one difference, though, obviously between the 2 years, is you get these games at home, and I mean, you know, you. There's a reason teams play, you know, to have the best record, to get the chance to host these games, especially for you and your classmates. I mean, to have the chance to bring this series back to Princeton and for you to get to play, you know, two or three more games, how special is it for you knowing you've got a couple more games at Princeton? And what do you feel like is the home field advantage for you guys this weekend?
Yeah, it was definitely huge for us. It's been a goal. It'll be, I think last year it was obviously really exciting to win the championship, but felt a little bit anticlimactic because it was mostly just our parents there. So I think it's really exciting for us to be at home just to show the school and hopefully a lot of people come out how much better we've gotten in the past 4 years. That's something that we're really excited about, and just having more games at home. We senior day now feels like so long ago, and also felt kind of anticlimactic because we knew at that point we had one more weekend with games at home, but in the back of our heads we were thinking we're playing the championship series here. Like this, our season is so far from over even at home. So it'll be really nice to hopefully have a big crowd and have a lot of support and have everyone recognize the work that we put in. And it's a fun sport to watch. It's nice outside. I think it'll just be a really good feel good weekend.
TigerCast is a production of the Princeton University Athletic Department. You can subscribe to TigerCast on iTunes or catch new episodes every week by visiting goprincetontigers.com/TigerCast.